Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Thanks for taking time out of your busy week to join me for this podcast. Whether you're listening to it at Thanksgiving or some other time during the year, I know you're always busy. This week we celebrate Thanksgiving. It's time when we often take stock of our entire year. The victories and the trials, the joy and the struggles. We look at what's changed in our lives since last Thanksgiving. Oh, the holidays, they're so tough sometimes. They bring the most joy of the year. But for those who are going through difficult times, they can bring the most heartache and make wounds so fresh and new. Thanksgiving is a time when the rubber really meets the road. Can we be thankful for the hard times as well as the good times? Can we be thankful for those things that have happened to us that we never would have wished for? If you're going through a difficult Thanksgiving this time, my heart goes out to you. I pray that the God of all comfort would bring peace to you as only He can. In the past, it was always a tradition that I would share a special Thanksgiving story on my blog called The Thanksgiving Thorns. In honor of that tradition, I'd like to share it again with you today. Here's how it goes. Sandra felt as low as the heels of her Birkenstocks as she pushed against a November gust in the florist shop door. Her life had been easy, like spring breeze. Then in the fourth month of her second pregnancy, a minor automobile accident stole her ease. During this Thanksgiving week, she would have delivered a son. She grieved over her loss. As if that weren't enough, her husband's company threatened to transfer. Then her sister, whose holiday visit she coveted, called saying she couldn't come. What's worse, Sandra's friend infuriated her by suggesting her grief was a God-given path to maturity that would allow her to empathize better with others who suffer. She has no idea what I'm feeling, thought Sandra. Thanksgiving? Thankful for what? She wondered. For a careless driver whose truck was hardly scratched when he rear-ended her? For an airbag that saved her life but took the life of her unborn child? Good afternoon. Can I help you? The shop clerk's approach startled her. I need an arrangement, stammered Sandra. For Thanksgiving? Do you want beautiful but ordinary, or would you like to challenge the day with a customer favorite I like to call the Thanksgiving special? Asked the shop clerk. I'm convinced that flowers tell stories, she continued. Are you looking for something that conveys gratitude this Thanksgiving? Not exactly, Sandra blurted out. In the last few months, everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. Sandra regretted her outburst, and she was surprised when the shop clerk said, I have the perfect arrangement for you. Then the door's small bell rang, and the shop clerk said, Hi, Barbara, let me get your order. She politely excused herself and walked toward a small workroom, then quickly reappeared, carrying an arrangement of greenery, bows, and long-stemmed thorny roses. Except the ends of the rose stems were neatly snipped. There were no flowers. That's right, just thorny stems. Want this in a box? Asked the clerk. Sandra watched for the customer's response. Was this a joke? Who would want rose stems with no flowers? She waited for laughter, but neither woman laughed. Yes, please, Barbara replied with an appreciative smile. You'd think after 3 years of getting the special, I wouldn't be so moved by its significance, but I can feel it right here, all over again, she said as she gently tapped her chest. Stammered Sandra. That lady just left with, she just left with no flowers. Right, said the clerk. I cut off the flowers. That's the special. I call it the Thanksgiving Thorns Bouquet. Oh, come on, you can't tell me someone is willing to pay for that, exclaimed Sandra. Barbara came into the shop 3 years ago feeling much like you feel today, explained the clerk. She thought she had very little to be thankful for. She had lost her father to cancer, the family business was failing, her son was into drugs, and she was facing major surgery. That same year, I had lost my husband, continued the clerk, and for the first time in my life, had just spent the holidays alone. I had no children, no husband, no family nearby, and too great a debt to travel anywhere. So what did you do? Asked Sandra. I learned to be thankful for thorns, answered the clerk quietly. I've always thanked God for good things in life, and never to ask him why those good things happened to me. But when bad stuff hit, did I ever ask? It took time for me to learn that dark times are important. I've always enjoyed the flowers of life, but it took thorns to show me the beauty of God's comfort. You know, the Bible says that God comforts us when we're afflicted, and from this consolation we learn to comfort others. Sandra sucked in her breath as she thought about the very thing her friend had tried to tell her. I guess the truth is, I don't want comfort. I've lost a baby, and I'm angry with God. Just then, someone else walked in the shop. Hey, Phil, shouted the clerk to the balding, rotund man. My wife sent me in to get our usual Thanksgiving arrangement. 12 thorny, long-stemmed stems, laughed Phil, as the clerk handed him a tissue-wrapped arrangement from the refrigerator. Those are for your wife? Asked Sandra, incredulously. Do you mind me asking why she wants something that looks like that? No, I'm glad you asked, Phil replied. 4 years ago, my wife and I nearly divorced. After 40 years, we were in a real mess. But with the Lord's grace and guidance, we slogged through problem after problem. We rescued our marriage. Jenny here, the clerk, told me she kept a vase of rose stems to remind her of what she learned from thorny times, and that was good enough for me. I took home some of those stems. My wife and I decided to label each one for a specific problem and to give thanks for what that problem taught us. As Phil paid the clerk, he said to Sandra, I highly recommend the special. I don't know if I can be thankful for the thorns in my life, Sandra said to the clerk. It's all too fresh. Well, the clerk replied carefully, my experience has shown me that thorns make roses more precious. We treasure God's providential care more during trouble than at any other time. Remember, it was the crown of thorns that Jesus wore, so we might know his love. Don't resent the thorns. Tears rolled down Sandra's cheeks. For the first time since the accident, she loosened her grip on resentment. I'll take those 12 long-stemmed thorns, please, she managed to choke out. I hoped you would, said the clerk gently. I'll have them ready in a minute. Thank you. What do I owe you? Nothing. Nothing but a promise to allow God to heal your heart. The first year's arrangement is always on me. The clerk smiled and handed a card to Sandra. I'll attach this card to your arrangement, but maybe you would like to read it first. Sandra pulled out the card and read it. It was a prayer. It said, My God, I have never thanked you for my thorns. I have thanked you 1,000 times for my roses, but never once for my thorns. Teach me the glory of the cross I bear. Teach me the value of my thorns. Show me that I have climbed closer to you along the path of pain. Show me that through my tears, the colors of your rainbow look much more brilliant. Amen. Praise him for the roses. Thank him for the thorns. And when the going gets tough, The tough seek the Lord. Yes, I'm here to testify. The tough seek the Lord. I couldn't even get out of bed in the morning if it weren't for Him. I have so much to be thankful for. But this year is very hard for me. As this year, there are two empty seats at our table, and only a couple of weeks ago, we passed the third anniversary of our son's death. In September, my sweet mother-in-law went to meet Jesus. Oh, how we miss her. Yet through all that sadness, there is joy. I try to focus on what I had with both of them, how they both impacted and blessed me so much, rather than to focus on what I no longer have now. With Bradley, I am so thankful that he came to know Jesus. God surrounded him with so many people who showed him Jesus. And in the end, before he passed at 21, I know that Jesus was his Lord and Savior. And for my mother-in-law, Shirley, I'm so thankful for the impact that she's had in my life. And over these 33 years, how she's been a second mom to me. And how she's helped me to grow to be the person that I am. She gave me my wonderful husband. There's so much to be thankful for, though I know there will be tears around our table this Thanksgiving. I am sure you may be facing very hard things this year. The pain is so real, and the challenge can be crushing. Tears are okay, so don't feel guilty if you shed them around your Thanksgiving table, too. Just don't forget that there is someone who understands. And like from our story, maybe Sandra's friend couldn't truly understand, but God sure can. He gave His only Son to die for us, and Jesus died a painful and cruel death to save us from our sins. Psalm 106, verse 1 says, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His steadfast love endures forever." Do you have burdens and heartaches this Thanksgiving that are simply too heavy for you to bear? Give them to Jesus and let Him carry them for you. There's nothing that's too big for Him. He loves you more than you could ever imagine. In John 16:33, He promises, "I have told you these things so that in Me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." May God bless you with peace and joy this Thanksgiving, and may you find grace in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust Him, and may His river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.